as these delicate balances have been eroded. He rightly sees an unaccountable activist federal judiciary as the primary culprit. Every honest observer of the political scene knows that since the 1960s, the judicial branch, led by the United States Supreme Court, has accelerated its already well-honed pattern of usurping the authority of the elected branches of government. Constitutionalists like Mark and me believe that the judiciary should stay out of politics and policy matters. Federal judges, and especially Supreme Court justices, all of whom are unelected and unaccountable to the people, have rejected their constitutional role. They increasingly legislate from the bench and rewrite the Constitution at will. Liberal apologists for this kind of judicial tyranny glibly protest that but for the activist Supreme Court, we would still be living in the Dark Ages on issues from slavery to civil rights. But it was the court that upheld slavery and segregation, setting back race relations in America for more than a century. Every time the court arrogates power that was properly left to the other branches, it chips away at our constitutional foundation. Every time the federal courts issue rulings over internal matters of the several states,